the only daily business news broadcast in the Midwest, the Business News Hour is brought to you by RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska, realestateconcepts.net, and Shaul Desmond CPAs, looking beyond the numbers to help you and your business grow, shauldesmond.com.
It is a subject on everyone's mind, it seems, and that is the issue of aging. And with us in studio, going to be talking about Iowa and the Embrace Aging Program is a longtime friend of mine. I haven't seen him in years and years. He's aged a little bit, as have I. Mark Tiglin from the Kelvin community. And with him is Susan Voss with the American Enterprise Group. That name might sound familiar because she at one time was the insurance commissioner here in the state of Iowa. Welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have both of you here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we were just talking about aging the other day with our friends over at AARP, who, by the way, a brand new sponsor of the Business News Hour, and we were talking about how aging is changing and how people are viewing aging as changing. And you folks have got some new help notes out there that will assist people to better understand that. Mark, what is it?
Yes, Michael. Kelvin Community is a long-term care organization here in Des Moines. We've been around for 53 years.
Long time.
And a couple of years ago, we recognized that more and more families, potential residents to our organization, were coming to us too often in crisis mode.
Right.
They hadn't had the opportunity to plan in terms of what might happen as loved ones or parents were growing older. And it was obvious that there just wasn't a whole lot of resource information available to people, readily available that they could use in such areas as financial planning, legal planning for decision making, what the choices are in terms of care for a loved one, and especially people who are themselves busy going to work every day,
right,
and suddenly they're trying to balance life, work, and aging parents.
And their own children sometimes, and sometimes
exactly,
grandchildren.
Yeah.
So we get in the sandwich generation.
So we hope to pull together a group of experts, which we were able to. And last year, there were live presentations by a number of these individuals. They were professionally recorded during that time. And due to the generous grant that we received from American Enterprise Group, we were able to package these into DVDs. Each DVD has a 30-minute presentation. With prior to that is an introduction, and then some good question and answer topics to close that time. And so a group can use them in about a 50-minute time period and learn a lot and find out what resource information there is available.
Well, there is so much confusion. Having been the primary caregiver for my mother during the last 3 years and 8 months of her life, I can attest to the fact that it is almost overwhelming for not only the aging parent or the aging individual, but also those primary caregivers that attempt to weed through, if you will, all of the paperwork and all of the decisions that are going on out
there,
correct, and hope to make the right decision. And it is only getting more critical because as we all age, clearly, you know, we're part of, you know, we're part of the issue that's out there. And as Susan, as families aren't as nuclear as what they once were. You know, we might have kids or grandkids on either side of the coast who's making decisions. Grandma or mom or dad, to that matter, might be living in Des Moines or in Polk County. But how do we keep track of things and how do we do this long distance? It's an issue, isn't it?
It's a huge issue. The mobility of families now, it's completely different. And the wonderful thing about this series of conversations, nothing's being sold. We're not pushing anything. It is strictly education and thoughtful thinking about issues that we're all going to have to face either personally or with a family or a loved one. And that's why we really liked the whole concept is it's answering questions. It's putting thoughtful discussion together. And then you can make up your mind from
sure
there.
Mm-hmm. And there's so many choices out there as well. I mean, back in the day when I was in long-term health care, there were only a few choices to be had. Now, the whole shift has moved from institutional care to home care and how that is delivered among multitudes of individuals out there and with, quite frankly, various levels of expertise. And so you really have a lot of things to start to balance and try to figure out. Mark, where did all this come from? What was the genesis of this? Where did
it
start?
Well, the genesis was that what we see at Calvin is too often people are coming in and it's a crisis. They've waited too long. And so we identified topics that would be very helpful, and those topics include healthy aging and brain wellness, supporting our parents, caregiving in a dementia environment, managing chronic diseases, economic security, and aging in the law, and presenters in each of those topics who are very well known and gifted in their area have put practical information together in each one of those areas.
And each one of those areas does touch our lives significantly as we look forward. With American Republic, how did you folks get involved in this, Susan?
I was having a conversation with a friend, just casual, and he was telling me about these seminars that they had put together, and I said, it sounds wonderful. We get questions from our policyholders all the time or their family members. Now, those are a lot about insurance coverage, but, you know, sometimes they just want to talk about other concerns they have. And we thought, what a great way to extend the conversation with our policyholders, their families, in ways that are non-threatening, that aren't pushing anything. And I said, let us know how we can help.
Well, one of the great opportunities of marketing is building those relationships. And so if your group can build relationships with caregivers, with the insured, with the uninsured even, that goes a long way to building a future relationship.
That's possible, and I think information is powerful. Okay. And to the extent that somebody can feel more comfortable about the products they're purchasing or the choices they make, and they have good information that is neutral in a specific way, I think that's better. It makes just for a better population.
That's the voice of Susan Voss, ladies and gentlemen. She is with American Enterprise Group. Also with us in studio is Mark Teigland from the Calvin community, and we're talking about a new video series that's available at no cost to you so that you can be more assistive in decision-making as it comes to aging of perhaps yourself or a loved one out there. When we talk about those specific areas, Mark,
yes,
one of those issues, and Susan, you would appreciate this being from the insurance side of things, is all of the paperwork that comes with everything. I mean, everything. When my mother, Ola Shalom, when she was living, you know, I mean, she would open the mail and we would have reams of stuff from the Medicare provider or from the drug company. And, and it just goes on and on and on. Is there ever going to be a way that we can simplify that, you think? or is it anyway? Yeah.
Well, as I recall, Michael, we both started in this in 1987 or
somewhere close to that.
And I think back then I was asking myself that very question, and all I can say is it's more complicated.
It has gotten more complicated.
So there are organizations that families and individuals can work with similar to Calvin. You know, what we find ourselves is the helper for those situations. We have people who will take the time to sit down and answer the questions, help with the paperwork, because it can be overwhelming.
You know, that does bring up another segment of the services that are oftentimes offered by nonprofits that are out there, especially nonprofit long-term health care facilities that are in an integrated health care delivery system. You guys spend lots of time, if memory serves correctly, working with families and residents to help them better understand how things work.
We do. And in our situation, as an example, we are a full continuum of care.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have people who move to us at different stages in the aging process. And it's not unusual, for example, that we'll have a husband and wife move in together. And one, at some point in time, may need a different level of care. Mm-hmm. And I like to tell the story that it's as simple as an elevator ride to be with one another all day long. So the continuum is an important aspect, and we do deal with a lot of those questions at the entrance.
Your experience, Mark, as far as, I mean, we were just talking with Susan about this, the a fragmented family.
Yes.
I suspect you get a lot of that.
We see that a lot. And as you said earlier, the family members can be oftentimes all across the country. And sometimes we are the ones who help get them on the same page when it comes to some of these decisions. And that can be very challenging in itself. But it's all about having information. And once they have that information available, then it's easier to make those decisions. And what we find in this particular DVD program, the programs that are available, is that they're packaged for that 50-minute time period. They can be used by church groups. They can be used by employers. They can be used by community organizations. There's just a whole lot of opportunity there. All they do is pop in the DVD.
Yeah, and on we go.
Right.
And you can do it on your own time, as a matter of fact, which is also pretty nice. You don't have to sit at a webinar someplace.
Yes.
You know, and who wants to do that in the first place? Susan, tell us a little bit about American Enterprise Group. That name must be familiar to some people, but there is another name that is much more familiar, I would think, right?
We used to be American Republic Insurance Company, located here in Des Moines, but we've integrated some other insurance companies, so we changed our name to be a little more global. Most of our products are for the, I like to say, pre-senior and senior population. So these DVDs and the information can help people my age or even a little younger just as we start to think about the next chapter in our lives. It's not just for the senior. It's for all of us to get thinking about how are we going to handle those issues when they come our way.
Well, it's so well put. And, you know, our friends down the street, Kent Sovereign at AARP, yes. You know, those folks are really they've taken a whole look. Disrupting Aging is the new book that's out by their president and CEO of AARP National. And it talks about how aging ain't the same as what it used to be. And so many more individuals are, well, not necessarily living longer, but they are active in their business or in their careers for a much longer time period. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah, aging isn't what it used to be.
That's right. It's not for sissies.
It isn't for sissies. You know, there's a great piece that's out there now about going softly. You know, it's a wonderful ad, but it talks about not going quietly.
Right.
You know, and I think that's how true that is for so many of us who perhaps never really thought that we would get this old, let alone looking forward to the future. It is a complete video series. It is available. Where do I get this?
Yeah, these videos can be obtained online at calvincommunity.org, or they can call Calvin at 277-6141 and just ask for Ann. That's 277-6141 and ask for Ann.
All right. We will have links on the radio blog so that people know exactly where to go. And we'll also have to include our friends at American Enterprise Group with a link there as well so that they can learn more about what it is that you're doing, Susan.
Thank
or at least
you.
Follow up on what
sure.
the heck is going on, right?
Sure.
Are you glad to be out of state government?
Every day.
Especially now?
Absolutely.
Yeah, things are, you know, we don't do politics on the Business News Hour. We stick strictly to business. But I have never seen a time, and you'll appreciate this, I've never seen a time where the intersection of politics and business has been so commingled, you might say, than what we're seeing right now. It is on the national front as well as
very
the
true.
Local front, you know. And so this is some interesting times,
yes.
to say the least.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Jesus. Yeah, I kind of like this private business stuff. It's all right. All right. Thanks so very much for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Michael.
Mark Tiegeland and Susan Voss. And the whole program is called Embrace Aging. All right. We're going to have to step aside, find out what happened today. Speaking of business, on the markets. What did Wall Street do? Yeah, it wasn't as pretty as yesterday, but we will break it all down for you when we come back. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour. You should